This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This being a Friday and the economy being more than just indicators and statistics, we're going to take a couple of minutes now to unpack the past 5 days. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. She's in New York. Sudeep Reddy is at the Wall Street Journal. He is down in Washington. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So, Sudeep, let me start with you very quickly on the CPI. Not why isn't there any inflation, but is there ever going to be inflation in this economy ever again?
There might be inflation sometime down the road, but we've been waiting for inflation for a very long time. And as you've noted, the Fed's most important gauge of inflation has not been at the Fed's target for almost 3 years. And so it's probably going to be a while before that measure gets closer to it. You are seeing inflation in some pockets of the economy. You're obviously seeing it in luxury housing, in art, in some other assets, but you're not really seeing a whole lot on the day-to-day things that we buy. And that's just an indication of the slack that's still out there in the overall economy.
Lee, let me turn to you and skip right past inflation with you and go to Janet Yellen, the chair of the Fed, gave a speech today, went up to Rhode Island for some reason to do that, in which she basically said, yeah, you know, we could raise rates in this economy this year, maybe. anything surprising in what the Fed chair said?
Well, I mean, you know, this inflation number, the core number, not to get back on that, is
high. Oh, no, go ahead, please. Do whatever you want.
it was the biggest rise since January 2013, and she did cite some positive things that are happening in the job market. There's more than 3 million jobs were added last year. The quit rate, which is a key indicator, is high. She singled those things out, and I think that there is a pretty strong likelihood that it's going to be, you know, is it going to be July or is it going to be September? That's now the big question. But I think she was actually a little more confident than wishy-washy.
I'm actually on record as saying it's going to be September. I think I'm going to push that to later in the year, but we can revisit at some other time. Sudeep, let me just ask you another question about not the Fed, but the employment market in this country. L.A., as you might have heard, raised the minimum wage here. It's going to happen in increments to $15 an hour. My question to you is, L.A.'s a big city, second biggest city in the country. It's sort of the latest big city to get on the minimum wage train. Do you think it now spreads where we see minimum wages going up across the country?
I think it will spread because they're going to see the signal from L.A. and from other big cities and states that have already raised the minimum wage. Half the states in the country are already above the federal minimum wage, and that's an important indication. It's also important that all of this is happening 6 years into an economic recovery. Mm-hmm. If it's taken this long for enough traction to build up for states to feel like it's okay to move in that direction in a way that won't demolish their own labor markets where they are and hurt their own economies. And it's probably not going to lead to widespread layoffs. There could be some effects around the edges. But that's probably a good sign for the economy when there is this much support across the country for higher wages at the bottom end.
Lee, talk to me about New York. I mean, if New York City and New York State go along, it's a whole different ballgame.
That's absolutely true. But I do think there's a lot of momentum here. I almost feel like the minimum wage movement is sort of where gay marriage was 18 months ago. Yeah. There just feels to be this momentum. The interesting thing about L.A. to me is that they are going to do something really innovative, which is publish a list of employers who have more than 100 employees on Medicaid. I mean, the thing that hasn't been talked about is how much employers have been relying on taxpayer money for public help to people who are not making a living wage. And that plus low oil prices, which we've had, has made it easier. So I think we will see more movement. Absolutely.
All right. We will see what happens. Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine and Sudeep Reddy at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. Talk to you soon. On Wall Street today, a little bumpy, a little choppy, some zigs and some zags. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.